Country Bob FM.
Friday train whistle, because this is Friday for me.
Yep.
Please allow my indulgence. I don't want to confuse anybody.
Right.
But it's kind of fun. And the one that I was thinking of that may or may not have had a pig in its logo, and now that I think about it, maybe not. Maybe it was just an apple.
I think it was just an apple.
Apple Bombs.
Yep.
Apple Bombs. Yes. Grocery store. Remember that one. Although I grew up in the country, we basically had Super Value, Holiday Village, and then some of the local ones that were just local little itty-bitty grocery stores.
Yep, mom and pop shops.
We had the No Frills one in Mora, and other towns had this, but everything they sold was just the red and yellow, or black and yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow box, black,
black
cornflakes.
Right. Yep.
That's all it said on there.
Right.
Some ingredients.
Generic grocery store.
Generic, No Frills. We shopped there.
Yep.
And then they had beer. Beer.
Ingenious.
It was kind of what Aldi is now.
Yes.
Aldi has all their own brands. But
it was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time. And you didn't have to weed through all these different varieties. Cornflakes. All these different brands. You just went there, said cornflakes on the box. You'd grab it and throw it in your cart.
You knew what you were getting.
We have a Bob Almanac salute here today. One of the great entertainers of our time.
Yeah, well, that's my sound.
That's your sound.
That's my sound. That's the way I sing.
If that's your sound, I don't like your sound. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I'm going to sing. That's
not going to sing. You're going to do what I tell you. If you're going to sing like that, then you don't sing the rest of the show, okay? I'll do a song my way.
We like to do
it. Yeah, well, Mom always liked you best.
And there is the zinger from Tommy Smothers to his brother Dick. Tommy Smothers of the legendary Smothers Brothers comedy music duo. They were talented.
Was he the younger brother, though, right?
He was the older.
Oh, Tommy was older.
He was born in 37, and I think Dick was 38.
I knew they were close.
I think
close.
You could... they were. They were only like a year apart. And you can confirm that.
Oh,
but,
I'll work on it.
Tommy,
he was great. Hilarious.
Tommy was great. Hilarious, funny, deadpan. Kind of, he took that role of Dick would beat up on him, and then he would come back with something and kind of played the dumb role a little bit. But you had to do that.
More the straight man.
And if you haven't seen his impersonation of Johnny Carson that he did on the Carson show, on the Tonight Show, sometime, I think it was the 1980s, Chevy Chase was also on that particular episode. It is hilarious. And it's not so much the vocal impersonation of, let's say, a Dana Carvey or a Rich Little or a Jeff Altman. It's more of just the mannerisms and the body. And, with his hair and everything, he looked a lot like Johnny Carson.
Yes, he did.
From afar when he comes through the curtains. But he passed away. He was 86. He had been battling cancer.
Yep. They were. You were right. About a year and a half apart. Tommy was born February 2nd, 1937. Richard, November 20th, 1938.
And the show that they did, they weren't afraid to tackle controversial topics.
Yeah,
in fact, that actually probably took them off the air.
Yes.
During the Vietnam War. And they gave a chance to Glenn Campbell. Because when Glenn Campbell had been on their show, and then when they kind of went on hiatus, that's when the Good Time Hour came on.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell got his opportunity, so Tommy Smothers, now dead and gone.
But certainly not forgotten.
So Thursday, December 28th, 362nd day of the year, Iowa, our neighbors to the south, became the 29th state.
Welcome to the party, pal.
On this date, 1846. I wonder if they're going to be taking their year of statehood off of their... I don't even know if they have it in their flag or their state seal. We, of course, are taking 1858 off of ours.
Right.
Because it's triggering.
Yeah, well, of course.
1846. The funny thing is, they're celebrating Minnesota's new flag on Flag Day. I think it's May 11th, 1858 would be Flag Day. They're celebrating it on that date.
Well, the Flag Day is June 14th.
But on Minnesota Flag Day.
Oh,
that's
okay,
Statehood Day.
I get it. Okay,
Statehood Day.
Okay.
1846, Iowa. Welcome to the party. Another diehard reference there.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. Very nice. 1945, the U.S. Congress officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance. It took a long time for there, and it's really easy to recognize the pledge. It even... It, I pledge allegiance. It's right there in the first line. How can you not recognize it, Neil? Mm-hmm. But Congress is, they're not the smartest, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed.
Nope.
There at the Congress, back in 1945, they officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's how we would start each day in grade school.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance, and then My Country Tis of Thee. We would pledge allegiance, and we would sing, mm-hmm. and you'd have the flag in the classroom. Do classrooms still have the American flag in it? Gosh, I hope they do. I have not been in elementary school for a while.
If you wanted me to hazard a guess,
mm-hmm.
I would say no.
1963 on this day, Little Merle.
Sing me a song, sadness.
First release for Merle Haggard. Sing a sad song.
As I feel.
And it went all the way up to number 19. 19 on the Billboard Country Charts this date. 1963. And let's just say Merle was off and running.
I would say that was the start of something big.
Sing a sad song. Neil, cover your ears.
32 seconds left. Touchdown!
Incidental contact. That's what Armin Terzian said. And then he got a whiskey bottle upside the head.
That was not incidental contact.
Which we frown on. We frown on that. That was uncalled for. But, you know, emotions are running high. Vikings had what Bud Grant called his best team. Yep. Maybe their best chance ever to win the Super Bowl. And
they were dominant that year.
But the Cowboys outplayed the Vikings pretty much in that game, if I recall. I don't remember. I've watched the game in its entirety on video. I'm sure we were probably watching my house, but I don't remember it. My
right.
first Vikings memory was the Super Bowl against the Raiders. I remember seeing the pretty painted logos and things mm-hmm. in the end zone. But the Cowboys, the Vikings were lucky to have the lead at that point, and then the Cowboys ended up with what was coined as a Hail Mary, and it was Roger Staubach who coined that phrase. Is he even Catholic, Neil?
I don't know. I don't really know. Don't.
Well, I can still hear it in your voice.
I'm
emotions.
Bitter.
You're still bitter. Your upper lip is trembling. It's the Hail Mary, ladies and gentlemen. The 1975 divisional playoffs. Staubach.
Yeah.
Nate Wright on the coverage. I mean, Staubach was masterful. He pump faked over to Golden Richards,
mm-hmm.
and that drew Paul Kraus. All it takes is a half a step, and he didn't get over on the safety help. If he gets over on the safety help because the throw was underthrown,
yeah,
he probably picks that off. But because he fell for the pump fake, which
and
is very
had
timely
to respect
there,
it. Yeah.
By, you got to respect Golden Richards.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was a dangerous downhill pass receiver.
Yeah.
So this is what Drew Pearson has said. Quarterback Roger Staubach, he said that I closed my eyes and said a Hail Mary.
Right.
According to Roger Staubach. Now, Drew Pearson, going back to the day, he
Cheater.
Said that after the pump fake, Staubach came back with the ball. It was underthrown because of the way it was thrown. He had gone downfield further than Staubach could throw it. He came back, and he used his outside arm to get inside leverage
mm-hmm.
on cornerback Nate Wright. This is Drew Pearson's words right here in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
In doing that, there was contact, but there was no deliberate push, and I was able to catch the ball on the 5-yard line and back into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown.
I saw it differently, Drew. I'm sorry.
There is a really good slow motion I mean, they redid it digitally, and a film, not the TV coverage, but very clear film, slowed down in very slow motion. And it is really good. If they would have had one more angle, it would have had a better angle on it from the other side. Because you don't see the clear push on either of the angles. But mm-hmm. you do see what Drew Pearson's arm does, and you also see the body and Nate Wright's reaction to it, and it
right.
certainly makes it look like there was a push.
Yeah. It was a savvy play, something he had to do, and you know, I don't blame him.
You got away with it.
You got away with it. he got away with it.
If it was a clear push.
If you're going to win the game, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But, yeah, the most bitter part was just really the Vikings' 12-2 record, and they were defensively so dominant, and, you know, offensively, Foreman was in his third year, and he was the guy. Right. And we just had weapons.
Yeah. How about 81?
Over $40,000 just waiting to be won today as we begin Team Week on Wheel of Fortune.
Look at this fabulous
game. Here's your new host, Pat Sajak.
Right here.
That's right, new host.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. Please do not adjust your sets at home. Chuck Woolery has not shrunk. A lot of people are playing with a vertical hold right now. As Jack mentioned, my name is Pat Sajak.
It's kind of funny that he was on Teen Week because he looked like a teen.
Yeah.
He was very young looking. Pat Sajak took over as host of Wheel of Fortune. And as we say, the rest is history.
What year was that?
1981.
Wow.
1981. 83 in the news.
We are still waiting for the results of an autopsy performed today on the body of Dennis Wilson. He was the drummer of the Beach Boys. Los Angeles Sheriff's deputies now say he'd been drinking with friends all yesterday afternoon before diving into the 58-degree water off Marina Del Rey in suburban Los Angeles.
58-degree water and alcohol, not a good mix.
Not a good mix.
And Dennis Wilson drowned this date. He was only 39 years old, the drummer for the Beach Boys. And those Beach Boys hits wouldn't have been the same without him keeping time and the rhythm and the beat of those drums back behind the boys.
Very sad.
So I was sad, Dennis Wilson, here, 1983. 1994, let's enjoy some Tammy Wynette.
You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9.
Health issues much of her life, and then got addicted to painkillers and medication and things like that. This date in 94, she was admitted to the hospital with a serious bile duct infection, almost died, and then lived another 4 years after that, but they weren't a great 4 years because she really suffered with her health. I think she did record that other album, that album with George Jones titled One, after she got out of the hospital.
Right.
But it was pretty well depicted in that miniseries, George and Tammy. But Tammy Wynette in the hospital this date in 94, in the news in 16.
ABC News has learned that Hollywood legend Debbie Reynolds has died. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Sorry, don't have time for Matt, but Debbie Reynolds dead. Actress of Carrie Fisher. And we mentioned it before.
Yeah, just because she died just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. She was 84, great singer. She was a triple threat. She could dance, she could sing, she could act. Her song Tammy, she married Eddie Fisher. She was in a number of movies.
Right.
Debbie Reynolds.
Very talented.
Never did take Eddie Fisher's surname, though.
Wasn't she in Singing in the Rain?
Yeah. Yeah, she was in Singing in the Rain, and she loved working with Gene Kelly.
Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah. Fares Adobe Gillis.
Oh, forgot about
What's
that.
What's the other one that I'm thinking of? Singing in the Rain was probably the one.
That one as well. Hey, I got a text from a teacher friend. Thanks, Katie. They still have flags in schools, and they still say the Pledge of Allegiance, Jim.
All right. That's exciting news. That is exciting news.
It gives me hope.
We move on to birthdays. Wait a minute. We have one more person to remember here this date in history because we lost this guy.
You know the great thing about being a football player is you don't have to take a shower to go to work.
There it is.
Did you catch that?
John Madden?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't have to take a shower to go to work.
You know the great thing about being a football player is you don't have to take a shower to go to work.
There it is.
That is, especially if you're a lineman, offensive lineman. John Madden passed away 2 years ago at the age of 85. Colorful.
He was special, for sure. He was just awesome. Didn't like him when he was coaching the sidelines and whooping the Vikes, but
that was unfortunate.
But he, in the broadcast booth, he was a game changer.
Professor McGonagall from the Harry Potter movies.
The House of Godric Gryffindor has commanded the respect of the wizard world for nearly 10 centuries. I will not have you in the course of a single evening besmirching that name by behaving like a babbling, bumbling band of baboons.
Ooh. A bumbling band of buffoons or baboons? Was it baboons or buffoons?
It sounded like baboons.
Yeah, exactly. Baboons with Adrian. Now, she could have somehow worked in Adrian Barbeau's name in there. That would have been even better.
Well, yes, it would have.
Just because of the name.
Right.
That's Dame Maggie Smith. Who's 89. Later, the Edgar Winter Group. They wanted to call him Edward. He didn't like it. So as a baby, they said, no, I want Edgar. The Edgar Winter Group. Did a few instrumentals. And then here's Dan Hartman on the lead vocals on... Backup vocals and on the keyboard, Edgar Winter, one of the great albino rockers of all time. He and his brother Johnny, 77.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
How about this 60s classic? It's a story song.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
Pack wearing leather, you know, they once asked Paul Lynde in the center circle of Hollywood Squares. They asked Paul Lynde, why do bikers wear leather? And he said, because chiffon would wrinkle. Mary Weiss, lead singer of the Shangri-Las and the leader of the pack, happy birthday at 75 today. More music. Never heard Kara Foster predict that.
Right.
And what do men look like on the radar?
Yeah.
What does it look like? Is it the symbol with the circle and the plus? Or the no, it's the arrow. Men are the arrow.
Right.
Should know that.
So it can rain sharks and it can rain men.
Yes. Martha Wash, who was she was in a group called Two Tons of Fun.
Mm.
Her and another plus size gal.
Okay.
Had two tons of fun. She sang lead on Gonna Make You Sweat by CC Music Factory. And then she was one of the weather girls.
Oh, wow.
With all of that.
We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind parts. And then you will run a mile. Perfection.
John Brown hind parts. He did a pretty good job with the Titans.
I remember there, him.
Although they were favored to be pretty good, but he may have taken them to the next level.
Yeah.
With the help of the former coach who remained on staff, but Denzel Washington, 69. Martha Wash was 70, of course. Marty Rowe, lead singer, Diamond Rio,
ooh, nice.
63 today. We know what he sounds like. Yeah. Seth Meyers.
On Tuesday, the Pillow Fight World Cup was held in Brooklyn, New York, and that's what you want. People in the kingdom of bedbugs shaking their linens out in the open.
That's a good point, Seth Meyers, as host of Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. Now he's got his own late night show. With Seth Meyers, 50.
'Cause all of me loves all of you.
John Legend can sing.
Thank you.
He's 45 today.
Yep.
I think this was number one. Then he married Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, that's right.
Not a bad choice by him.
No, it's a good gig if you can get it.
John Legend is 45.
Mm-hmm. Gone. Oh, we got it. That's it already. Gone, but not forgotten. Where would we be without John Molson? Would we have Molson beer?
Molson Golden. When I think of Canadian beer, I think of Molson and I think of Labatt.
Yep.
Right?
I know there are others. Names, but those are, for us Americans, those are the two big names. Businessman John Molson, born on this day, 1763. Our gone president of the day, Woody Woodrow Wilson.
He didn't like being called Woody.
No, he did not. Former President Woodrow Wilson. We weren't going to get into WW1. He said so, but then we got into WWI.
Had to.
Well, I had to. Woodrow Wilson, born on this day, 1856. We knew him more by his stage name, Charlie Weaver. We usually found him in the lower left corner of the Hollywood Squares.
That's right. And put an X there. Cricket, go right ahead.
Charlie Weaver to block.
Does the American Medical Association support the no bra look?
No, the no bra look has no visible support.
That was a good one.
His real name was Cliff Arquette. He's the grandfather of Rosanna, Patricia, and David Arquette, and a very funny man in his own right. Cliff Arquette. We know him as Charlie Weaver, 1905. Are we talking about Johnny Otis?
No, this would be the Staples Singers.
Oh, first we have, I didn't know, I couldn't remember if we were doing Pops. From the Staples Singers.
He was a matriarch.
Yes, he was. Patriarch. The patriarch, yes.
Although sometimes he did dress up in a dress. Because he wanted to also be, he wanted to be both the patriarch and the matriarch.
Yeah, well, you can aspire. You may remember the Staples Singers. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Roebuck. Not enough guys named Roebuck anymore. Pop staple, 1950. Now,
didn't you consider that after Ichabod? Didn't you consider
Roebuck
for your firstborn?
Yes, second, yes. Johnny Otis, now he's the godfather of the rhythm and blues.
Doing that hand dive all over town.
Finally a dance I can do that doesn't involve the feet or legs.
Just hand jive.
Doing that crazy hand jive.
He's Johnny Otis, born on this day, 1921. He gave us so many great comic book characters, and then was in all the movies as well. Very talented Stan Lee.
They call him cameos.
Yes.
Are you Tony Stank?
Yes, this is Tony Stank. You're in the right place. Thank you for that. Never dropping that, by the way. Table for one, Mr. Stank.
That was a beauty.
Yes, from Iron Man, Spider-Man, the X-Men, Hulk, you get them all. Captain America, Stan Lee, born on this day, 1922. Actress Nichelle Nichols, you knew her as Uhura.
Hailing frequencies open, sir. Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Communication specialist on the Enterprise.
Yes, the original. And wasn't she and Bill Shatner, they say that was the first kiss?
Interracial kiss,
Interracial kiss on television, and she was there. And I don't blame Bill at all for that deal. She was attractive. Nichelle Nichols was born on this day in 1932. And sadly, we lost him during COVID time, the great Joe Diffie.
Have fun. I'm a good-timing blue-collar son of a gun. I like monster trucks, tractor pulls,
it was a good year to be born.
I'm gonna be till the day I die. C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
A little bit of a lost ditty there from Joe Diffie. C-O-U-N-T-R-Y. Joe Diffie, born on this day in 1958. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
So this, I think, was on your list, and then I didn't see it on the list that I was provided from your staff. So my staff thought that you missed this guy, Alex Chilton, who's the lead singer of the Box Tops.
Oh, yeah.
He was 16. Listen to this. That's 16 years old.
Whoa.
Lonely days ago, I'm going home. My baby
lead singer of the Box Tops, Alex Chilton. Alex, born on this date in 1950.
415, man with a gun. One Adam 12, no one. Link X-ray, height of 43.
You forgot one of the Adam 12 guys.
No.
Your staff, yeah.
Martin Milner, or
is it Officer
Alex
Reed?
McCord?
Yeah, is it Kent McCord, or
McCord?
Is it Martin Milner? It's Martin Milner. It's Pete Malloy.
Yeah.
One Adam 12, one Adam 12. 1931, and one more lead singer of a group.
Billy, don't be a hero. Don't
when it's a number one song, we need to mention
This is certainly memorable.
Lead singer of Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Come back and make me
or 1945, Mike Gibbons.
Gibby. They a one-hit wonder?
Call him Gibby for short. They had another top 20.
Did they?
Yeah.
They're close to a one-hit
wonder. Yeah. Depends on how you define
one-hit
wonder.
What was his name?
Mike Gibbons.
Mike Gibbons.
Mike Gibbons from Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods now.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
What are you laughing at?
How do I forget Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods?
I don't know how you can. They are a 1970s staple.
I need to take serious measures
exactly.
with my staff.
If Dick Clark was alive right now, he'd be slapping you up.
Yeah.
Taking you in the corner.
I'm with you.
And showing you who's boss. Yeah. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Little Man, Alan Jackson,
yeah.
Hell in High Water, T. Graham Brown, or Hank Jr. with All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down?
I think we'll go T. Graham today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake.